This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, say.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:02 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Baffin Bayway now and check in with Captain Rihanna Dela Cruz, see what she's up to this morning. Good morning, Rihanna. What's up?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm hanging out. What's up with you?
Watching this moon set minor. Matter of fact, I'm in Rockport right now.
Are you?
Because of the Haney Owners Tournament was yesterday, and so... Of course, we fished it and attended the award ceremony and boat raffle and all that fun stuff, and just stayed here. I tell you what, it's been a pretty crazy week. I don't know if you've been on the water this week, but it was different for us over here. Are you starting to feel the seasons changing like I am?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can feel it. Days are getting shorter and all that.
Yeah.
I think we've got a blood
sunshine.
Moon tonight, that full moon.
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful. I'm looking at it. Yeah, it's looking real pretty right now. Watching, I'm like, man, I wonder how that moonset minor bite is right now out there.
I don't know. There's only one way to find out is go.
Shoot, me and one of my girlfriends I was trying to talk her into it, and it doesn't take a whole lot of persuasion for us. She's one of them that fishes with me at night. She'll fish any kind of condition,
yeah.
You know, as long as there's not a gale force winds. Of course, she's fished with me in gale force winds before. So we can be a little extreme sometimes when we're looking for a certain bite, or if we know they're biting. We're looking for that caliber of fish, we'll go out there and try to find them. But earlier this week, you know, we had pinned up some pretty decent redfish southbound and Baffin. Well, I say Baffin, more out like, you know, Yarborough area.
Yeah.
I don't fish Yarborough a whole lot. Just because it's so far. I mean, from where I launch out of to Yarborough, it takes me, and I'm only running 35 miles an hour, maybe more like 30. It takes at least 30 minutes to get out there. So you know, if you want to be out there at nautical sunrise, you gotta leave pretty early. And which, you know, as long as I've got plenty of light, I don't mind running in the dark. But it's such a long ways. Baffin is it's not as versatile and easily accessible as like an area like Rockport or Port Mansfield or Port Connor. It's just different. So anyways, we were on the School of Reds in there, and matter of fact, they were out a little bit deeper, maybe in about, for me, you know, waist deep to about navel deep, which is pretty deeper water.
Yeah, about knee deep on me. No.
Yeah.
I'm just teasing. Well, yeah. That's shallow for me.
Just about up or knee deep for you. And one of my friends, she's tall. I mean, she can get way out there, and she fishes with me a lot in Mansfield and in Baffin, and she likes to fish tournaments. So we fish this tournament together, and she's real tall. And when we fish together, I tell her, get out there on that deep drop off, and usually that's a pretty good way to dissect an area. You have somebody up shallow; it will zigzag all through in there. And so, you know, we went out to that area. We've been fishing all week and got on some good ones, slot trout, and the trout too that we've been pulling in Baffin have been real fat on Thursday. I mean, like I said last previous weeks, there's so much bait. They're eating so much. They've got a lot to eat. And these trout are real hefty. They're real fat. So I thought, you know, just one fat trout and a couple of fat reds will, you know, get us a good number. And so those reds were out a little bit deeper. And that's what I've heard, too, that those reds are running out a little bit deep. You know, we burned, and I don't like to burn areas, but before tournaments, you know, you got to go and scout and all that stuff. And I ran down to 9 mile, and I had been to 9 mile hole in 2 years. It's been a while. So I know that one day I put 4 hours on my boat, 4 hours in the morning. It was,
right.
I'm not even kidding you. I put 4 hours on my boat running. We started fishing at 3:30 in the morning. We didn't come in till 4 in the afternoon, scouting for redfish. And we ran every bit of 105, 110 miles from Williamson's boat ramp in the Salada all the way down to 9 mile land cut, zigzagging all through in there. Usually 9 mile holes usually pretty eat up with redfish. And it's an area that I used to visit a lot in the summertime because I know it can get real shallow. I mean, at least if you go, there's three cuts that go in there, you know, from the intercoastal. And the first two are just when the tides are low, you got a V-hull boat like I do. You can't go run in there. You got to go in the south entrance. And so with the shoal water, when I used to run in there, I look back at it. I'm like, man, I used to run some absolutely skinny water back in here. And I was telling my friend Barbara, I look back at that and I'm like, wow, it's that boat did run real shallow. It's a sight casting redfish kind of boat, you know, but the Haney T runs shallow as well. It just doesn't get up as shallow. You need a little more room, a little bit more water to kick it up. But the water in 9 mile hole was beautiful. I mean, it was almost too pretty. The potholes in there were just absolutely gorgeous. And we were we were looking in there at a time of day where the sun was perfect and you could see everything. And I told Barbara, man, this is crazy. Usually we'll come up on a couple of good pods of reds. They were scattered, you know.
Yeah.
You'd see one there, you'd run another 2 minutes, you see maybe two there, and we saw a couple of big ones, we saw a couple of small ones, but just nothing that would really make that run worth it. So I said, yeah, let's go back. We went back to Yarborough, zigzagged through there again, and that's where we had been on a good school of reds out deep. And I think they retreated that area and then went out a little bit deeper.
I know. Here's day gone tomorrow, man.
And that's how it goes, you know.
That's,
and that was earlier
reds.
This week.
That's the game, baby. That's the game.
Yeah, it is. Earlier this week, they were in a little condensed area on a grass line, out a little bit deeper. And later this week, that grass line, you know, we fished it hard and what they weren't there. A lot of trout were there, but not those reds. They're moving. Those reds seem to be moving.
Yeah.
You know, they're not staying in one area. They're traveling along and trucking along, feeding, and moving. I mean, the trout are kind of a little bit more still. You know, areas where we've been catching good trout, they're still there. I think because everything's there that they need, especially more in bass. And right now, we have a lot of shad, and I'm seeing a lot of menhaden, but mainly it's that smaller shad, maybe about 2.5 to 3 inches, absolute ideal profile size,
perfect
size. Yeah. So in the mornings, this week we fished super early 3 days in a row, during the moonset minor, we wanted to fish the minor and then catch the major, and then of course later in the day scout. You know, we just had a little, Barbara and I, we always plan out our majors and minors, and you know, I love having somebody that I can do that with. It's a lot of fun, and especially somebody that takes it as seriously as I do. You know, we just get along just really well. I'm sure other people think we're crazy.
Well, my old brother-in-law, Pete, he loved fishing with y'all. We used to call him Textbook. Man, he played all that out, the tides and the moon, mm-hmm. and just, I said, Pete, you're driving yourself crazy.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, and sometimes we think about it, I'm like, you know, it's, sometimes it matters, sometimes it doesn't. Especially if we're looking for a big trout, I don't think it really matters. Those big trout tend to eat and feed when they please.
That's
now,
it.
for slot reds.
Yeah, schooling fish,
It's a little bit more clockwork for that type of fishing. So that's why we've been really focusing on that this week, because of the tournament. And, of course, I always say tournament fishing, they don't call it tournament fishing for no reason. It's it can be a gamble sometimes. So on Friday, we of course, pre-fished in Baffin again and couldn't find the reds. About 11, 10 o'clock, in the, right before noon, I look at my teammates and I said, y'all want to go up north? Y'all want to go fish, try to fish Rockport? And mind you, I don't ever fish Rockport.
Right.
I don't know much about the area. And they were like, heck yes. I said, all right, ladies, let's pack up and go. So we packed up the boat and we hauled northbound and we pre-fished Rockport that afternoon. We fished early in the morning in Baffin, hauled up north and pre-fished Rockport in the afternoon until the captain's meeting at 5. And we found him up here, way more than what we were finding down there. I'm like, you know what, it can't get much worse than it is down here.
Let me knock this break out. You got time? I'll take a break and I'll come back to you. Hang on a second. I'll be right back. All right. Well, Boyd's One Stop, they're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse Croakers, located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. Check out all their different size bottles they have on display there at the store, plus their regulators and diffusers. They refill your bottles right there at the store. But if you need more info on it, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Guff seafood. There's no farm-raised at Boyd's. It's all good, wild-caught, quality shrimp. Whether you're looking for the big 9, 12s, 15, 18 count, whatever you're looking for, Boyd's has got it, and great price and fresh. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 619 here in the Bayou City. All right, Rihanna, we are back.
All righty.
How many boats were in that Haney tournament yesterday? Was it a bunch? I know it's usually huge.
320 teams. 320. Yep. So they have two divisions. They have the guided and the non-guided. Of course, the non-guided was the bigger division. I don't know exactly how many boats were in each in each division. It's a pretty big event. It's my first year fishing it.
Chris has been putting that on for a while, hadn't he?
Yeah, seems like definitely more than 5 years, maybe 10 years. I saw somebody had a shirt from, I think, 2016 or...
Yeah.
It's been going on for, I would say, close to 10 years or more, maybe.
Right.
It's grown pretty big. Quite a few folks. I think it's becoming kind of a tradition thing. It's really neat. It's actually really cool.
Especially that free boat giveaway, you know. You can have a bad day fishing and come in and win a boat. They draw your number.
Yeah, so last year, remember, you didn't have to participate in the tournament to buy boat raffle tickets, but this year they made it to where only the tournament participants, basically, even if you weren't fishing the tournament, you could buy a tournament entry and get
boat raffle
tickets.
Yeah, just enter the tournament
tickets.
and then you get in. Yeah, I got you.
Right. So I know some folks did do that, a lucky winner went home with a new Haney boat yesterday, and it was fully rigged out. We were looking at it. It had the nicest of the nicest, the nice power poles of 300 Mercury Verado. It had the real nice trailer, black trailers, black and gray, just beautiful. It was a Supercat, 23 Haney Supercat. Had a T-top, had sound system. I mean, it was rigged out, completely rigged out. Probably $120,000 to $130,000 rig, for sure. Just beautiful. I thought, man, wouldn't that be something? Even though I've got one already that I like, but that Haney Cat's real nice. Those Haney Cats they handle the water pretty well. They're a little bit heavier than a shell water. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of folks don't like that. They like a little bit of a lighter boat, but the handicaps run, they run real smooth. I've ridden in several of them. They're pretty shallow running rigs too. Yeah, it was pretty neat being a part of that tournament. They hosted it here at right across from Con Brown Harbor, where the boat storage is. There's a big, I think, pavilion area, and they set up a big old tent. They had a flag flying and everything. It was real neat, just real cool. Deciding to fish Rockport, you know, it felt like a risky move at the time, but I thought, you know, we talked about it. I'm like, you know, it can't get much worse than what it is right now. And on the Friday, you know, right before tournament day, it was getting late, you know, we covered some ground. I mean, we would get out and wade 30 minutes. We didn't catch something in 30 minutes. We were gone.
Yeah.
Same thing, you know, just jump, looking.
Was it a tournament where you could put in where you want to, or did they have a preferred launch somewhere, or what?
No boundaries. You just have to be in to the weigh-in at 4 o'clock, so you could launch anywhere. And so, you know, I just decided to fish Bassett just because.
Yeah, just,
you know, because I know the area, I know a lot of areas, and I thought, well, surely we can stumble on a school of reds. Never did. All week, we never did. Earlier in the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we did, and then later in the week, it just changed. But that's fishing, you know, and I wish it could be stellar every day, and it just isn't. And not only that, full moon for me can be a little tricky. You know, I don't favor full moon. You know me, I don't like to fish full moon. I don't promote days on a full moon just because a lot of my guys, they like to chase bigger, you know, big trout, you know. And I get some folks that want to keep some and that want to fish during a major and maybe catch the early moon set minor in the mornings to keep a couple and get on a good bite, which is, you know, that's fun too. I enjoy that as well. I will say it was tough for us this week. When we launched in Rockport, it was probably right after 1 o'clock by the time we got over here.
Right.
And we went over to Mud Island and we fished a windward shoreline up in there. And so this area to me is, of course, what I call alien-like. To me, I'm not used to fishing mangroves and fishing, you know, all that grass that comes out of the water. That's just not what I'm used to. You know, I'm just used to a bunch of nothingness. You know, I get guys that are like, man, there's just a bunch of nothing over here. You know, you have no structure. I'm like, well, the bait's the structure. You know, in Baffin.
Yeah.
But here in Rockport, you've got a little bit of shell, you've got oyster reefs, a lot of grass, you know, you've got a lot of guts. There's a lot of guts that run through here, and it's actually deeper than what I thought. You know, in my mind, I always thought, man, Rockport's got to be real shallow, and it's really not. So, of course, some areas can get real shallow, but mainly if you stay in those guts and run those little channels through there, you're fine. I'm like, you know, in my mind, I was always kind of intimidated by Rockport. You know, I'm like, I don't know if my boat
it's
can
got
run
a lot to offer, man.
Like
there's
that.
You know, you got drains coming out of the marsh.
Oh, yeah.
You got shell, you got grass, potholes.
Yes.
I mean, it's got a lot.
It's primo structure. And
yeah,
one of my friends, she was like, girl, that's nothing compared to what you're running in Baffin with all these rocks. She said, this here is crazy. Rockport's easy peasy. And I'm like, yeah, it's definitely a big change. We went from fishing rocks to fishing mangroves and oyster reefs. And I said, yeah, I really definitely favor the oyster reefs and fishing mangroves over the rocks. But, yeah, the amount of redfish that are down here, it's unreal. They don't call it redfish capital for no reason. They're definitely here. Of course, we fished later in the evening. The water was a little bit chalked up, so you couldn't really see them. Way up shallow, you could see them. Sight casted to a drum, which was pretty neat. Usually drumfish don't go for a soft plastic. He went for a little John XL and golden brim with a Sartreuse jig head. He was just trucking along, and I thought, you know, I kind of want to feel a bite, and I tried it, and he went straight for
it.
Jumped on it like a chicken on a bug. I said, now he had to have been hungry. Flat had to have been 88 to 90 degrees. It was so hot. There's a lot of bait down here, too, and a lot of sharks. We came up on quite a few of them. And stingrays. I actually wore my stingray guards during fishing up here just because of the amount of stingrays I saw.
Well, a state record bull shark right now came, a few years ago. It was caught there at Mud Island.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. That's where we were.
Oh, boy. Yep.
Yeah, that's where we were. They don't call it Mud Island for no reason. It's very muddy up there. The bottom structure is not, it's not ideal wading bottom, but there are some areas. You get up, near a drop-off where those guts run. I love fishing little drop-offs like that.
Oh,
and there was one that runs right in there. I guess it's on the... And my bearings were so messed up in there. I'm like, man, where's north and where's south and where's east? fishing that area that I don't fish.
I always caught them pretty good on the back side of the island, a little pocket back there. We'd catch
further,
pretty good
I
trout
guess
in.
Further in on the north side of on the back side. Yeah, that's where we were. There's a channel that runs through there, and we started there yesterday morning. And I fished, I drop them off, about, we spread out maybe 300 yards in between. I dropped one off, then I dropped another one off, then I went out, and they started the tournament. You could start fishing at 7:09, which is official sunrise. I'm at, man, that's late. So we got out there early and waited. We were waiting for about an hour and a half. Just because we wanted that area, and we saw them there, we caught them there. I'm like, well, let's do it. Let's just, go there and see what we can do, see what we can pull out. And that's what we did. And I got up on that little ledge where that drop off is. It was hard bottom, hard packed sand, windward, and it had been windward all day. So there was a lot of bait in there. So you have that deep, and it gets up shallow up on a little crest. And then over that crest, it comes back down, and then it gets a little bit muddy, and then you have all those mangroves in front of you. And just a lot of different structure change in a short distance. And I thought, it's been windward all day. It seemed perfect. It seemed good, like it could produce, and it did. There was quite a few reds, not the size that we needed, but... good slot redfish, and right along that edge where I was fishing was where I caught all of the trout. And mind you, they were pretty. At least when I caught the trout and I put it on the boga, it was just over 2 pounds. But when they weighed it, it was like 1.9. later in the day.
Right.
So I guess it lost a couple of ounces, or maybe the boga was wrong. Who knows? I didn't.
Yeah, this day and age now with the trout limits, you got a 5-inch slot. You got to get your reds. You got to get the reds.
Yeah. So
you know it's combined.
Caught
like
that trout. Absolutely. So I was like, I got to get that trout early in the morning and caught it on top water. They've been, this one thing that I don't really throw a whole lot, but they've been hitting it is a top water, and it's a Mansfield knocker. And it's a pink one. One of my clients, he just absolutely loves that top water. He always does really well on it in bassing. And last time he fished with me, I was fishing the tournament, he cut that Mansfield knocker off and gave it to me. He said, here's some good luck. He said, you might need it in the tournament. I said, you know what? If they're biting on it, I will throw it. And so sure enough, that's what I threw in the morning and caught a lot of the trout were just, they were slamming it. And redfish too. That's what I caught all those redfish on. Our redfish were, they didn't weigh much. They were long, but they were kind of skinny, the upper 4 pounds, you know, and we had some storms that blew through as well, and that kind of held us back. And we knew we were expecting some rain later in the day, and there was some lightning, so we had to kind of wait for that to pass through. And, you know, that always kind of takes away from, and it gets you out of your rhythm. If you're on a good little rhythm and a storm like that blows through, you got to wait it out, and you kind of get antsy and you're ready to get back out there.
There's a lot of rain in the Gulf this morning, a lot of rain down south. South Texas is getting some good rain this morning along the border different places. Baffin's getting rain right now.
Yes.
And looking at it right at the boat launch where you put in, it's getting rain.
I see lightning to the south.
Good for your yard. You need it.
It is. No sprinklers going out this week.
Deer leases down there, you know, along the border, they're getting some good rain they need real desperately. Rihanna, I got to run. If somebody wants to get with you and come down and fish with you, I highly recommend it. It's a lot of fun. How do they get hold of you?
You can reach me at 361-296-5400 and give me a call. Let's go make a wade and bass and go chase some big girls.
You got it. All right. Rihanna, have a good Sunday, what's left of it, and I'll see you next week.
You too, Mickey. Talk to you next week.
Take care.
Later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show. It is 6:39 here in the Bayou City. Now we're going to head over Florida way and talk to our good friend Captain Rick Murphy and see what's up with him this morning. Good morning, Rick. What's going on?
How you doing there, Mr. Mickey?
Oh, man, just Cadillacing, brother.
Well, I appreciate you guys holding the fort down last week. I think I told you.
Yeah, we missed you. I said, man, where'd old Rick slip off to?
It's dove season here in Florida and also in Texas, but they shoot doves down in Argentina all year round, and through CCA they had some trips that were donated by this lodge, and so 11 of us went down to Argentina, actually into Cordoba, which is Argentina in the northwestern corner of Argentina, and man, it was just unbelievable. I killed 1,000 doves in one morning or one day. It was nuts, you know. But I appreciate you holding down the fort last week. You know,
it's always good, man. You got a good crew, buddy.
Yeah, we do.
Texas Insider Fishing Report and Florida Insider Fishing Report. You got two of them going.
Yeah, we actually have three with Sportsman's Adventures. That's our national brand. But, you know, the Texas show is so very, very big part of what we do. The reason we started that show back in 2016 is because Texas is number one in freshwater boaters, registrations, and licensed anglers, and they're number two to Florida with total licensed anglers. And it just made a lot of sense to have a a show before the weekend on Thursday and Friday and Saturday so that everybody, whether they want to go freshwater fishing or saltwater fishing, bay fishing or offshore fishing, they got an idea of what all the local captains and guides have been catching throughout the week so they can become more successful at, you know, and spending less money running around trying to figure it out. So, and you're a huge part of that with the Upper Coast region. So,
well, we try to throw it out there as best we can and, you know, get people near the fish anyway. I know it's, catching them is one thing, but, being on them is the best part. I mean, if you can get on them, you're probably going to catch them.
Yeah. And, you know, it's so cool for me to be able to, because I get all of y'all's reports. I get reports from the 9 guys in Florida, and I get the reports from the 6 guys in Texas. And to see what you're catching in, let's say, Galveston or Trinity Bay or even over to the jetties over in Port Arthur versus what Chad Kenny's catching in the lower coast. And what's so cool is how, you know, the tarpon show up in your area, and then about 4 weeks later, they show up in Chad's area. And that's what's neat, to be able to see the patterns and have it at my own fingertips, which is so unique. But it's, you know, it's just a really fun way at my age to be able to see exactly what all the guides are doing and be able to see what lures you guys are using. And it's amazing how it's not very far off, even though there's
it's similar in a lot of ways.
Yeah. You know, so, but anyway, we're not really here to talk about that. We're here to talk about our good friend, Jeff Page. He's one of our captains in the Florida Insider Fishing Report. And, he's, has some medical issues, and he's been, they told him a year and a half or so ago that he has this lung, disorder. And they said, well, you know, there's nothing we can really do for you. So, excuse me, he went to, alternative medicine clinic, or what they refer to them as wellness centers.
Right.
And unfortunately, they don't take insurance. So it's all out of pocket. And so he went for 8 weeks, 4 days a week, and got these treatments, stuff where they put him in a decompression chamber, and they would put him in a hot sauna. And they had all different kinds of, about 8 or 9 different techniques, one of which where they would take his blood out and then pump it full of vitamins, and they found out while he was in there that he had Lyme's disease, which he's over that now, but he doesn't even know how he got Lyme's disease. And but it increased his quality of life about 70%. But unfortunately, it cost him close to $60,000 out of pocket.
Lord.
So with them not taking insurance, we've decided to do this Redfish tournament. It's a go live tournament, which means that you go live on Facebook and you weigh your fish in, and it's a big trout and a redfish up to 9 pounds. It doesn't matter what the length is. You could catch a 32 incher. If he's not over 9 pounds, then you could register that fish as your redfish. That would be considered your weight. So it's a real fun format because you're real simple. You video the fish before it's being landed. It's all artificial. And essentially, you show him in the net being netted. Then you show the scale being zeroed. And then you weigh the fish and then release the fish all in continuous video. And then you post that on the National Redfish Tour's Facebook page, and you're now, you know, if you've registered before the tournament starts, it's a $375 entry fee for 3 teammates. So, you know, I thought it would be really cool to get the people from Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi The times are from 6:30 in the morning to 1:30 in the afternoon, so it's not an all day bad deal, you know. And we'll have some cool little. We'll have an early bird bite, which would be the guy that catches the first fish will potentially win some money, and then the guy who will have a better late than never award, which would be the last fish caught of the day.
Yeah,
last minute fish. And what that does is it allows a guy, maybe he catches a small trout, but he can still enter that.
Right.
And so it allows that guy to recover his entry fees. It'll be $500 for each one of those fish. Kind of trying to make it fun for everybody. And biggest part is to raise money for Captain
sure,
Jeff Page.
Because, bet, man.
You know, treatment that he did the first round, it increased his quality of life about 70%.
That's amazing.
But the money only goes so far, you know?
Yeah, it does.
And we're really trying to raise a bunch of money for him.
Yeah, I feel for him. That's a bad deal.
I couldn't imagine.
So you enter it's a three-man team, or you can just, you know, enter it one, two, three, mm-hmm. three people, right?
Right. Or if maybe you're busy on September 27th, which is when the tournament is, maybe you just want to make a donation. We'll do that as well, because the whole deal is to raise some money for you to be able to get some more treatments.
I understand. Very much needed for him.
Yes, sir.
Man, you just never know in life. Everything looks good, and all of a sudden your world's upside down with some kind of illness like that. Man, if you don't have your health, you really don't have nothing. It's pitiful.
Exactly. So
yeah, I'm watching the National Redfish Tour on the Sportsman Channel right now here in the studio.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're fishing, but they're catching some redfish right now. So that's going to be kind of promoted and through the National Redfish Tour then, right?
That's correct. You can go to the National Redfish Tour, or you can go to the Texas Insider Fishing Report, scroll down on the home page there till you see a picture of Captain Page, and then there's a QR code that you can just use your phone, click on, and it has an entry there or a donation form there.
Right.
And, you know, you can do your deal. Click, do whatever works for you guys, you know.
Right. And if you're not able to fish, it's good to just go ahead and enter anyway. It's a good donation. It's for a great cause for Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you think about all the guides that'll be fishing on that day, if they could enter their clients, just enter them.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And if they have a nice redfish and a nice trout within sight of the 6:30 to 1:30, enter those fish and who knows, you may win. We're going to have a really good payout. First place is, I don't have it in front of me, but it's, I believe, $2,500. Second place, $2,000. Third place, mm-hmm. $1,500. And then fourth and fifth would be $500 each. So, you know, it could be fun for everybody, you know?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Well, is your shoulder sore from the dove hunt?
No, I shot, listen to this.
What'd you shoot, a 20 gauge?
Yeah, we shoot a 20 gauge, and I take a pad down there and put on my shoulder on the outside of my clothes, a little shooting pad. Works great, but I shot in basically half a day Monday, full day Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Dang.
And then half a day on Friday, and I shot 174 boxes of shells.
Hey, that's the big expense right there is the shell bill, man.
Yeah, you're right.
I've had friends go and they go, man, we had a blast, but I was shocked when I got my bill for all the shells I shot. That's burning some powder, brother.
Well, here we are talking about Captain Page's health. And if you know what, we got to do the things we want to do when we can do them.
Sure.
And I think you can relate to this, Mickey, if we think about how many of our clients, as they got into their mid-60s or late-60s, things change, whether we like it or not. You could be the most physically fit, So you got to go do these things. I don't see myself shooting 174 boxes at 74 years old, you know.
Heck no. I'm not quite there yet, but I wouldn't want to shoot 174 boxes of shells. I'd like to try. I mean that, I might pay the price for it.
Well, maybe we'll just have to go do that. I'll be your shell sponsor. That'd be fun.
There you go. That's cool. And Bink texted me. They had a good shoot Friday. Was it Friday afternoon? I believe, Friday afternoon. You know, White Wing.
He's down there shooting right behind Mike Prosick's place.
Yeah, right behind Prosick's there in Bay City, man.
Yeah.
And they were burning them up. He said, they're pounding on them. He sent me a text that. I said, rub it in, dog, rub it in.
Exactly.
Well, that's so cool. Well, give them some more info again on Jeff's tournament, and so we can do really good for him and help him out. He's a great guy. I met him years ago in the Redfish Cup, and I always liked Jeff. Real nice fella.
One of the hardest working men I've ever met in my life, you know. And
grinding machine, and baby.
Yes, sir. So you can go to the National Redfish Tour, or you can go to the Texas Insider Fishing Report. In either case, just find the tab that says Jeff Page Tournament. It's called the Red Trout, and you can get entered into it. It's going to be on September 27th from 6:30 in the morning till 1:30 in the afternoon, and then because it's a Facebook live weigh-in, anybody can fish from Texas to North Carolina and anywhere in between.
Anywhere there's trout and redfish, man, you can fish in it. That's cool.
Yes, sir. And again, it's all artificial, so we'll make sure that everybody understands that.
There you go. Well, Rick, it's always a pleasure, man. And you'll be back in the saddle this week. I'll enjoy talking to you again. So, hey, man, appreciate all the good info and what you do for the fishing community. And I'll see you down the road, brother.
All right, man. Thank you so much for the time this morning, Mickey. Thanks.
Hey, thank you, Rick. See you, man.
Okay.
All right. All right, that's Captain Rick Murphy over in Florida with the Texas and Florida Insider Fishing Reports. And really nice guy. And I'm glad to see what they're doing for Jeff. It's everybody needs help. And thanks for all the cool pics and videos today. You know, when Lynn and I were talking about hogs and coyotes and black bears in Texas now. And, we've always had them, but I think they're a little more common now. And got some cool-looking videos this morning. Game cam pics and all of that. Even the hogs. One guy sent me a video of hogs on his looks like his back porch. A big brown one and a little black one, a piggy. Well, it wasn't a piggy, it's growing up, but they're on his back porch eating bread. And Crocker sent me a cool video of a black bear crossing the highway. I think it was 83 highway 83 or whatever, and they're in Uvalde. That was pretty cool too, coming out of a field, and it didn't like seeing that truck. It took off running pretty good. So a lot of areas are running out of natural habitat for these animals, and we're seeing them more. You know, they're more common, and adapting to humans. Got some cool coyote pics, bobcats. Boy, everybody was sending it all. I appreciate that. Makes the day go round. Anyway, well, folks, we're out of time for today's show. We'll be back Thursday morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.